You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Continue our pregame report, getting set for high school football. Huron Tigers playing the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles up in Aberdeen tonight. Justin Breeze is in his third year now as head coach of the Golden Eagles. They come in with a record of 3-3, and coach, for six games into the season here, I think you've seen about everything you possibly could. You've been on both ends of games that were decided fairly early. You've been on both ends of games that were decided on a two-point conversion at the end. Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm glad we scored a few more points last week because I'm not old, but I'm getting older. I'm not sure if my heart can take any more one-score games or one-point games or two-point games anymore. So, yeah, it's been quite the paradox of the season. We've been on both ends of those tight wins and losses, and both sides of the ball on big wins and big losses.
Well, you mentioned last week, and that was kind of a breakout for you as you defeated Mitchell, and I think you had about a two-touchdown lead at halftime, but then kind of wore out the Colonels and pulled away in the second half.
Yeah, I think, first half, we're trying to get a feel for, what Mitchell was doing offensively and defensively, and I think, by the time we get to halftime and get some adjustments and find some matchups and things that we know if they're doing offensively, that kind of opened the door for us a little bit to take advantage of things that they were doing either offensively or defensively. So just making those halftime adjustments, I think, really helped open the door for us on that second half and score a bunch of points.
Tell us about your team. I guess one thing Coach Strand has said is you're pretty solid on the line both ways. You have some size and you have some depth there, too.
Yeah. Our offensive and defensive line, I think, are kind of a strength of our team. They do a really good job. We've got plenty of guys to go around there. So I think, if anybody who knows football understands that if you got a pretty good offensive line, pretty good defensive lines, you can kind of control the game and do kind of what you want to do. And I think that's really been good for us this year. I think coming into the season, we were kind of question mark how our offensive line was going to be playing. I think through the last 6 weeks, they've really grown and started to work together really well. So I think that's becoming more of a strength of our team as well.
And let's just talk offense. What are some of the things you try to do there?
Offensively, I think part of it's just trying to get the ball in the hands of our playmakers and, get them in situations where they can make plays, whether that's, Kobe Dowlin or Lily Waldo or Carson Borg. Trying to find spots where they can, match up well against the defense and, try and score some points. So I think big part of it's just trying to get the matchups that we really want to see. After losing our starting quarterback at the beginning of the year, then we kind of had to reevaluate some of the things we were doing and work around, who we had and what they could do. And, I think it's a credit to our offensive staff. They've been able to, make some adjustments and find matchups that we can do some things against.
Defensive side of the ball, and I understand you have a lot of guys you can rotate in there to keep everybody fresh.
Yeah, that always helps out as well to keep, fresh bodies on the field and, get them the breaks that they need, especially as the big boys up front, rotating those D linemen around so they can play fast and play fresh. It really helps out a lot for them as well.
Now, the Huron Tigers come in. They're at 2-4, but they played some solid ball here since the start of the season. They've shown improvement each week. What's your scouting report on Huron?
Yeah, I think they're a good team that, have had a couple of tough breaks throughout the year. But I think, it's one of those games that, if we don't play very well, they're gonna get us on this one. If we don't, don't take care of the ball, if we have a bunch of penalties, those kind of things, it's gonna be more of a dogfight than we want. So I think they're a good team. They're well coached. They play hard. But again, if we play a solid game, I'm gonna feel good about our game. But if we make a lot of mistakes, mental mistakes, those kind of things, it's gonna be tough for us then.
Wrap it up with this. You sit at 3-3, so two-thirds of the way through the season. And I know you can kind of look at it, and everybody's looking at those PowerPoints now and probably calculating it as soon as the game is over. But, I'm sure you feel like, a couple more wins, we can get ourselves in position to host. The higher the seed, the better you off you are.
Yeah, that's always, in the back of your mind, you're always thinking that, and we focus a lot with our guys to just focus on ourselves, as coaches, we always take a look at those kind of things. And, if you, the couple more wins, and yeah, we can bump ourselves up maybe to a 4 seed or so, somewhere in there. But, it's really kind of interesting the way the Double A has kind of been playing out this year. You know, we don't really have a dominant team out there. I mean, Brookings has been playing really well, and but other than that, I mean, you have Spearfish who beats Watertown. We get, you know, Brookings who beats T, and you know, it's kind of back and forth and around. So it's not like there's one dominant team. So I think on any given Friday night, or I guess when it gets playoffs, it'll be a Thursday night. You know, any team can beat any team right now, I think, and just a matter of how they match up and how those teams match up against each other.
Justin Breeze, head coach, Aberdeen Central, Golden Eagles. We'll talk to Huron Tiger coach Drew Strand next after this Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports on Tiger. Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The Huron Tiger moment is class of 1958 legend Dennis Bush. Dennis was a starter and all-stater on the undefeated 1958 boys basketball state champion. He also held the estate pole vault record for many years and the Huron pole vault record till 2001. He was a member of South Dakota State's 1962 Division II national champion men's basketball team. He was killed in a construction accident in 1964. His name is on the Dennis Bush Memorial Award, given out each spring to a senior athlete.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Continue our pregame, getting set for Huron Tigers' final road game of the regular season, visiting Aberdeen Central tonight. Coach Drew Strand is brought to you by The Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Huron comes in at 2-4, win last week against Douglas. And, Coach, everything just kind of clicked last week. First things first, the offense had some balance there. We ran for nearly 200 yards, if I remember correctly, and, of course, threw the ball, only turned the ball over once, and that was kind of a 50-50 thing. You know, and defense, they just been lights out here for about the last 10 quarters. So, again, like I said, I felt everything came together.
Yep, everything started clicking for our guys, you know, and we just got to continue that and progress that into tonight's game and really kind of go out there. I think tonight's really going to test our defense and how tough we can be.
You know, defensively, as I said, really 10 quarters, you go back to a homecoming against Sturgis. They scored their first two possessions of the second half. And since then, our defense has played well, gave up one touchdown in overtime to Sturgis, only gave up one to Spearfish the next week and the shutout last week. So we've made some big strides on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing a good job giving teams different looks, moving guys around, you know, and giving guys blows when they need it to keep them fresh out there. So, yeah. Our defense has done a fantastic job, and hopefully they can kind of roll that in and continue to do the same here tonight.
You know, and offensively, as I said, we ran the ball the best we have all season. Landon Hulse had a 100-yard game. I think Thackeray Hansen was close to a 60. Both had some nice runs, and that just opens up the pass game. Looked like Colton was being a little more conscious where he was putting the ball and willing to eat a play if he needed to. You know, all those things have to work together.
Yep, I mean, moving him around in the pocket definitely helps. We're definitely going to have to do that tonight. With the size of Aberdeen's front, just finding ways to get him comfortable and finding passes that he's more comfortable with seemed to work out last week. So just kind of roll that into this week and kind of do the same thing and, you know, take our shots if they give them to us, but definitely going to have to sit here and kind of just kind of take what they're giving us. And I always tell him just eat that low-hanging fruit until they give you a chance to go deep, and we'll kind of go from there, and hopefully we can continue to execute on those things tonight.
And while we still have a lot of kids going both ways, it looks like you guys have really come up with a nice rotation system where guys can get a few plays off either on offense or defense. And so everybody's not out there all the time outside of one or two guys.
Yep, I mean, we got a couple guys going both ways that don't really get off the field. But working our way, a little bit of depth here and there helps us a lot, you know, where we can get them off in certain situations throughout the game just to keep those guys fresh and keep them moving, even just to pull them out to talk to them for a few places to be able to change those things, you know, in the moment instead of waiting, you know, for special teams or something like that where they got to come off the field. So definitely beneficial to us to have a little depth now going into it and actually having linemen we can kind of rotate and move around to get those things cleaned up sooner.
Now, Aberdeen, speaking of depth, they're the team that has it. They are by far the largest school in AA. They don't play a lot of guys both ways. They got a big lineman that, again, they don't have to go both ways, so they can stay a little fresher. And we talked about it last week. You know, this is going to be a test of our endurance, especially that second half, because, you know, they're going to keep coming at us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to have to be a full mental warfare game for our guys. You know, they're going to have to continue to just keep getting up and line up across the guy against them and keep getting after him. You know, those guys only play one way, most of them. So, you know, our guys are going to have to find a way. You know, this is going to come down to more heart for us than any other game that I think we've played. And, you know, hopefully our guys are ready for the challenge and accept that and just continue to move forward every play and, you know, execute and go hard every time.
And finally, it's game 7. I haven't even talked to you about it yet this year, but now we're all starting to look at it now, and that's the playoff picture. Right now, I believe we sit at number 8. We got 2 wins. A third win would be huge, especially with a Aberdeen team that does have 3 wins under their belt. And bottom line is, need to find a way to get ourselves into the playoffs, but it would be a good start with a win tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it would be beneficial to us to find a way to win this game tonight, just for the playoffs, you know, to trying to work our way up a little bit so that way we can get a chance to get a team, you know, that we want to play against rather than, you know, just kind of sitting at the bottom here. So hopefully our guys are ready for tonight, and this is really a big game for us to, you know, just continue to improve and get better. But now we're here at this home stretch here in the bottom half. We got to continue to peak and be at our best.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. Tigers, Aberdeen Central, Golden Eagles set the battle here tonight in the Hub City. Again, Coach Strand brought to you by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Starting lineups, anthem, coin toss, it's all coming up with kickoff shortly thereafter. We'll take this Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
Jeremy and Marlene and the entire crew of the Scoreboard invite you to come in for lunch or dinner. Stop in at the Scoreboard located at 56 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. Featuring a full menu, check out their website at scoreboardhuron.com. Whether it's college football or the NFL, you can watch all the exciting action on one of their many big screen TVs. Scoreboard also has a sideline baker room for your next event. Call 352-7580. Have a good time with old friends at the Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Now, go get them, Tigers.
The Huron Tigers Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
Look at all the pictures of the resort you'd stay in every year. All you need to do is pay reasonable maintenance fees once a year. With any contract that you're signing, read and understand everything. What happens if you cancel? Can you get out of this contract? If you feel pushed into signing the contract, you need to stop and take a step back. If you have questions, contact the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Cole McNeil, 4, quarterback.
Zachary Hansen, number 9, running back.
Colby Holster, number 22, fullback, linebacker, punter.
Jonathan Peterson, number 30, running back, linebacker.
Marcus Anderson, number 57, O-line and D-line.
Dominic Pura, number 62, O-line, D-line.
Logan Rindecker, number 81, wide receiver and cornerback.
He's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year. And the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we're back here in Aberdeen. Looks like we're about set for our national anthem, and we'll get to the lineups, the coin flip, and still looking at a kickoff here coming up at 7 o'clock this evening. So let's do a Huron Community Campus timeout of 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today.
see the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Once again, welcome back to Aberdeen Central, Golden Eagle Field, the Gene Brownell Complex. I see they named it after the longtime former AD. Getting set for high school football here on Tigers Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. Here's the offensive stars for Aberdeen. Justin Breeze, their head coach. Center is senior Joran Foss. Right guard, junior Blake Madsen. Right tackle, junior Michael Wayland. Left guard is senior Riker Meister. And left tackle is junior Jackson Henley. Wide receiver, senior Brody Aesop. And junior Carson Borg. Tight end is junior Jack Birch. Fullback is junior Joey Dahlman. Running back is junior Ridley Waldo. And the quarterback is senior Colby Dowen. For the Huron Tigers, on along the offensive line, left tackle, junior Nolan Staley. Left guard, sophomore Jackson Greenfield. Center, junior Charlie Martin. Right guard, sophomore Reagan Dirksen. And right tackle, sophomore Elliot Hartman. Wide receivers, Anderson Porish, sophomore, Blake Elwine, a junior, tailback, Mason Juergens, a junior, running back is Landon Hulst, a junior, Colt McNeil, senior, quarterback, other wide receiver is Bubba Peterson. I do see Logan Leyendecker is out tonight. He had turned an ankle here during the week. He was dressed for warm-ups, but obviously wasn't going to be able to make a go of it, so he is in street clothes. I guess he has his jersey on, so one of our senior leaders will not be able to play here this evening. If you're watching on the stream, we're doing our best here. We don't have the best angle here, as I'm a little bit down towards the south end of the field, and hopefully the reception holds here as well. But we'll do the best we can. When the ball goes down to my left, to the north end of the field, might have some obstacles there in seeing the entire field. But again, we'll do our best there on the stream. And Corky, you know, these two teams know each other. With Aberdeen, we play lower levels every year, freshman, JV, eighth grade. So these kids have met before on a football field.
There's no secrets between us two. Like you say, we've played a lot of games between each other. And so they know what's going on here. They know each other. And they just got to go out and execute. And tonight I think the big thing is like you limit your turnovers and your penalties. I think those are two big things for us. If we can do that, that puts us in a really good position to come out with a win tonight.
Not sure if Huron won or lost the toss, but Huron is going to receive the ball. So Bubba Peterson and Riley Winiger are back deep to receive to my right. I don't think the wind is not going to be much of a factor. First time we've had that happen in a couple of weeks. I'm looking at the flags across the way, and they're pretty much hanging down over the visitors' stands. Getting set to kick off for Aberdeen is Joey Dahlman. And the game, Dahlman approaches the kick. We are underway. Going to be a high end over end, kind of a short one, fielded by Peterson at the 15. Hits that far sideline and get wrestled out of bounds near the 28-yard line or so. That's where it'll be first and 10 here on Tiger football. So Colt McNeil brings his offense out. Again, Logan Leyendecker not going to be in the lineup tonight, so other guys will have to step up. The return was right to the 30-yard line. And we go first and 10 from the 30, and we'll go with the pistol and Landon Hulst right behind Colt McNeil on first and 10 from the 30. Trips to the left, one receiver right. And going to do the little flip here to Porish. Makes the catch, almost knocked away. Porish breaks a tackle, and he's got the first down. It was a little bubble screen there. Riley Winiger got ahead along with Mason Juergens. You had a linebacker come in and almost at least get a hand on that. But Huron gets a first down on their first play up to the 42-yard line, gain of 12.
And if the Aberdeen kid would have got that, he had nothing but daylight to get in.
So first and 10 here on up to their own 42-yard line. Now we have two receivers left, two receivers right. Stay in the pistol here on first and 10. And again, a pass. Now rolling to the left is McNeil. Looking. Going to throw it deep on the near sideline. That's up for grabs, and that is intercepted. McNeil took a lick as he delivered it too, but an interception down to about the 30-yard line. And again, probably best just to throw that away. Instead, Aberdeen will get the pick, and they'll have the ball first and 10, just 38 seconds into the game. So now we'll see what kind of offense Aberdeen comes out with. We're assuming they're probably going to be run heavy just because of their injuries at quarterback. It'll be first and 10 for Aberdeen at their own 32-yard line. This is the play where McNeil threw it up, hoped his tall receiver Porish could go up and get the ball, but just tried to play defensive back, unable to do so. Here's the inside flip, and dragging a couple of guys forward is Ridley Waldo. He actually came from a wing position, took the inside flip, and he'll advance it up close to the 38, 39-yard line. We'll put it at the 38. It's a gain of 6 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 4. He broke the first tackle before finally we had enough guys to bring him down. 2nd down and 4 from the 38-yard line. Brief break here as somebody from Huron tying their shoe on the line. We'll be in the shotgun here on 2nd down and 4 from the 38. In the shotgun and just taking it straight ahead is the quarterback, and that'll be enough for the first down as Dowan just went straight ahead, followed that big line. He's all the way up to the 46-yard line. Gain of 8, 2 runs, and a first down for Aberdeen. They have the ball at their own 46-yard line. So no surprise so far. Again, Aberdeen's got a big line. They've had injuries at quarterback. Most likely expect a lot of running the ball for Aberdeen. And, well, an 8-yard gain and a 6-yard gain. And they have it first and 10 at their own 46-yard line. Receiver wide right, left, and a wing on the first and 10 from the 46-yard line. And straight ahead again comes Waldo, this time up to about the 50-yard line. That'll be a gain of 4 on the play, 2nd and 6. So just some good chunks of yardage here early on for Aberdeen. They got the ball right at midfield. 2nd down and 6 from the 50-yard line. Huron got the opening kickoff, got a first down, but then on their second play threw an interception. Now Aberdeen trying to piece together an opening drive, 1st and 10 at the 50-yard line. Have two backs in the backfield and the shotgun for Dowan. Hand off to Waldo. He's going to be tripped up and dropped for a loss. Bubba Peterson, the first man in there. Rayshon Whiff came to help finish it out along with Oakley Anderson. Loss of 1 on the play. And 3rd and 7 for Aberdeen at their own 49-yard line. So first potential passing situation for Colby Dowan. We'll see what the decision is here. 3rd and 7 from the 49-yard line. And, well, they're going to go empty backfield. That looks like a pass. Two receivers left, one right on the 3rd and 7. And going to do the inside flip to the tight end. And he breaks in the secondary, first down, and more. The gain, that was actually Dolman, the fullback. He came from a wing position. They've showed that once already. And a big play and a first down, 3rd and 7. And they run it all the way down to the 34-yard line. Gain of 17 for Joey Dolman. And on 3rd and 7, they run it. But a well-designed play. 1st and 10, Aberdeen at the Huron 34-yard line. 8:15 to go, first quarter. Aberdeen on their first possession. And they have it 1st and 10 at the Huron 34-yard line. Double wing formation, empty backfield. Here comes motion. That's Dolman. And keeping it is Dowan. He's coming around the corner, caught from behind and stopped for no gain. Good pursuit coming from behind by Charlie Martin. And Dowan looks a little slow to get up after that. Again, they've had a lot of injuries at that quarterback position. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10. As I said, Dowan, he's listed as a wide receiver, but he's the starting quarterback tonight as they only have two quarterbacks listed on the roster, and, well, they're both definitely in street clothes. Second and 10, maybe 9.5. Ball right between the 33 and 34-yard line for Aberdeen. In shotgun for Dowan, and he'll hand it off to Waldo, and he's hit right at the line. Rayshon Whiff meets him and drops him right there. Cooper Bischoff was in on the stop as well for Huron. And it's going to be third and long for Aberdeen. This is probably two down territory anyway. No gain on the play, and it's going to be third and 10 for Aberdeen from the 34-yard line. 6:45 to go, first quarter. Aberdeen with a third and 10 at the Huron 34-yard line. Two backs in the backfield, receiver left, receiver right for the Golden Eagles. And Dowell just do the inside handoff. Waldo, and he's hit behind the line for a loss. That'll be back to the 40. Whiff was in there again. Bubba Peterson on the bottom of the pile was Oakley Anderson. Loss of a yard on the play. That'll be fourth down, and Aberdeen changing some personnel. Presumably they're going to punt. I think this will be too far out to try a field goal. Fourth and 11 just outside the 40-yard line, and showing a punt here is Colby Dowan, so the quarterback is back there. This is a position where a fake punt is not out of the question. Snap is there, and Dowan kind of keeping it. Now he will just try to do the pooch to the short side of the field and comes off of Bubba Peterson, but out of bounds. Oh, Bubba's just got to get away from that. Very fortunate for Huron that was not turned over. It was right at the sideline, but Huron will get the ball first and 10 with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Aberdeen had the ball for over 5 minutes on that possession. It'll be here on ball, first and 10 at their own 19-yard line, 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Huron comes out with the shotgun for McNeil, two receivers right, one left, and McNeil going to roll to the right, looking, has some time, throws a far sideline pass complete, and trotting out of bounds was Porish, and very close to the first down, but that time, using the rollout there, that gave McNeil a little extra time, gain of 8. It'll be second and 2 up to the 27-yard line. In a nice safe pass there for the Tigers. Second and 2. Now we go with the pistol eye. Hand off, second man through, and first down for Hulst as he gets to the 30, maybe the 31. First run attempt for the Huron Tigers, but enough for the first down, right to the 30, gain of 3 for Hulst, and a first and 10 for the Huron Tigers. First and 10 at the 30-yard line. We'll stay with that pistol eye, and Hulst is the deep back. Receivers left and right. Going to do the pitch to the right, and Hulst hit behind the line. Kept the feet pumping, but it'll still be a loss of 2 or 3 yards on the play. We've tried that a few times this year, and haven't had a lot of success with that pitch as the contain just seems to get there before we can develop anything. Loss of 3 on the play. Second and 13 back at the 27-yard line here on quickly out of the huddle and up to the line here on second and long from their own 27-yard line. Pistol, and there's a whistle, and I know the right defensive end jumped for Aberdeen, unless somebody from Huron jumped first, but Huron was quick up to the huddle and got the play off, and it will be a 5-yarder in Aberdeen, our first penalty of the game, and now we're going to sit at second and 8 from the 32-yard line.
In here. I know we don't really run a quick offense, but I think if you keep doing that, they can't substitute their defensive linemen. Maybe that'll help us out.
Second and 8 from the 32-yard line. Stay in that pistol eye. McNeil, straight drop, going to throw short. The pass complete to Elwine. He'll lean forward close to the first down. Looks like they'll mark him just short. It's going to be third and about one for Huron. Just shy of the 40-yard line, about third and a half of half a yard for the Huron Tigers. So big play here. Again, this is where, you know, we always stay in the pistol or the shotgun, so you have a half yard to go, but we're getting the snap 5 yards behind. Third and less than a yard for Huron, just inside the 40-yard line. We're back to the pistol for McNeil. McNeil going to swing it out to the right. Pass complete to Winiger, has the first down. That's about all he's designed to do to make sure we got the first down. So Riley Winiger with his first catch of the night. And here on their third first down here of the first quarter. Needed a half a yard. We got about 2.5 yards on the play. And here on first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. No score here. We have 3:24 to go in what's been a very quick first quarter. Here on the first and 10 at the 42. Straight drop for McNeil. Has time. Rolls it to the right. Rolling. And it looks like he's going to throw that away. And he does. Incomplete. Be second down and 10. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game tonight, Kevin Canteen, Greg Canteen, Jason Mack, Monty Robinson, Jordan Sutton. They are the law on the field, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Second and 10 here on from their own 42. McNeil looking, steps up, rolls to the left, still looking off his back foot, again throws it away. Two straight incomplete passes will be third and 10 from the 42-yard line. Clock stops with 3:03 to go in the first quarter. Aberdeen, after getting that pick, they held the ball for, well, over 5 minutes, almost 6 minutes. Now here on with a third and long, we're on the Aberdeen side. You can hear them whooping it up on this third and long for the Huron Tigers. Huron trips to the left. Nobody split to the right, and McNeil will go look to the left. Now he's got to come back right. He's under a lot of pressure. Will throw short. The pass complete. Juergens, he takes a lick, and it'll be just short of the first down. Big-time hit that time by Evan Sickmiller of Aberdeen. And it's going to be fourth and short for Huron, and a decision. Ball at the 49-yard line. It's going to be fourth and one. Juergens, a good job of hanging on to that as he did take a lick, and Huron's keeping the offense on the field for fourth and one from the Aberdeen 49-yard line. We're power eye. Thackeray Hansen is the deep back, and oh, Huron just jumped, so that's going to cost Huron five. Now we probably do bring the punt unit in. Or did we? Oh, they're going to give Huron a timeout before the motion. So timeout Huron. 2:54 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Sea Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, offering in-person classes, $40 per credit hour, the best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. Huron still going for it, fourth and one from the Aberdeen 49-yard line, and going to throw it, the pass short complete to Elwine, and he's going to be dropped at about the 44, and another first down for Huron. Just have your 6'9 guy do a stop route and then just go down. So it's a gain of four is all, but enough to move the sticks and a fresh set of downs for the Huron Tigers. And in Aberdeen, and the Aberdeen side, first and 10 at the Golden Eagle 45-yard line. We'll stay with the pistol eye. Hansen is the deep back on first and 10. Looking to drop in. Some trouble, and we have a fumble as Hansen and McNeil ran into each other. Who got on top of it? I haven't seen a signal yet, and looks like Huron did get on top of it. That was almost a disaster.
Oh, boy.
As McNeil and Hansen kind of ran into each other as Colton was trying to move in the pocket. Fortunate for Huron, that was recovered, but the ball back at the 47-yard line, so that's a loss of eight. It'll be second and 18 from the 47-yard line of Huron. Trips left, one receiver right. McNeil will swing it to the left. Juergens, he's got a block. He's to the 40, inside the 50, down close to the 45. He gets most of that loss yardage back. The tackle for Aberdeen, Cordell Reichlich. And it will be third and 11 for Huron from the 46-yard line, so a gain of seven. Third and long for Huron from the Aberdeen 46-yard line. McNeil going to roll it to the right. Still looking. And will throw and complete it right at the 30. Didn't even see him come across. That was Winiger with the catch. Porish kind of took the defensive players with him, and that left Winiger open on the underneath, and he's going to get the first down all the way to the 30-yard line, so that's a gain of 16. That time with the rollout, McNeil bought himself a little extra time. And here on first and 10 at the Aberdeen 30-yard line. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Here I'm piecing a drive together here. We're back to the pistol, two receivers left, two right. On first and 10 from the 30, straight ahead goes Hulst. Head down, he's got about the 25, so a good gain going straight up the middle that time for Landon Hulst. In the middle there on the stop for Aberdeen, Felipe Gonzalez, I believe. Gain of five for Hulst. It'll be second and five for Huron from the 25-yard line. Again, Huron very quick up to the line. They still have 19 seconds left on the play clock. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Pistol and McNeil, little pump. There's the stop route, complete to Elwine, and he'll just step out of bounds, and that's another first down for Huron. Already 12 pass attempts for McNeil. We're still not out of the first quarter, and that's another first down for Huron, just chipping away. That's a gain of six on the play to the 19, and Huron in the red zone now, first and 10.
I've noticed those corners are giving our guys like 5 or 10 yards sometimes gap. He's dropping like we're doing there short.
It's like a long handoff in that situation. Power eye on first and 10 from the 19. McNeil going to throw the fade far side of the field, up and incomplete. Well played by the defensive back that time by Aberdeen. It was intended for Porish. Can't see the number of the defensive back, but that was played about as well as you could on that, and that was simply a case. See if our 6'5 guy can go up and get the ball. Incomplete, second and 10 from the 19-yard line. Clock stops on the incomplete with 48 seconds to go in the first quarter. Second and 10 from the 19-yard line. We're in the pistol eye. And here's the sweep going left, and the ball on the ground. Aberdeen has it. The pitch went to the left. I don't think Hulst ever cleanly caught it. The ball went on the ground, and Huron has their second consecutive possession end on a turnover. No score, and that was a great-looking drive until that. And again, that pitch just has really been something that Huron has struggled with offensively. So here on a nice drive, comes up empty, and with 42 seconds to go in the first quarter, it'll be Aberdeen ball, first and 10 at their own 23-yard line. So two turnovers here in the first quarter, an interception and a fumble. And Aberdeen will have it first and 10. Dowan in the shotgun, it looks like. Dowan and Dolman, that's going to be fun all night. And Dowan just going to keep it himself, goes to the left, gets a nice kick out. He's past the 30 and close to the first down, had a little spin move there. Again, just following that big line, Nolan Staley was on the stop for Huron, but that's enough for a first down for Aberdeen. We'll give Dowan a gain of 11, third first down here of the first quarter for Aberdeen. They do have to snap it one more time here with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter and no score. Stay in the shotgun for Dowan. They're now flipping a couple of the receivers there on the left. First and 10 from the 34. Dowan wants to throw. Going to throw long, far sideline, and the pass incomplete, just out of the outstretched hands of the receiver.
That's a pretty good pass.
Yeah, his guy had a chance at it. Intended for Aesop, and I believe, let's see, who was that over on that right side again? I can't pick up the number defensively. Might have been James Schultz Jr., I believe. So it does stop the clock on the incomplete with 3 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Second and 10 for Aberdeen at their own 34-yard line. They stay in the shotgun, low snap. Dowan kind of runs in, and now they put the ball on the ground, but I think Aberdeen got on top of it, and that's going to end the first quarter. A little mix-up there in the backfield between quarterback and running back, but Aberdeen gets on top of it. We've reached the end of the first quarter. No score. We'll take this here on Community Campus Timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coat for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, they offer courses through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. Aberdeen has a third and 11 from the 33-yard line. As we get ready for the second quarter, again, very quick first quarter, and we kind of thought it might go that way, at least on the Aberdeen side of things. Third and 11 for Aberdeen at their own 33-yard line. Dowan brings a man in motion, and Huron says somebody jumped, and here comes the penalty marker, and Aberdeen might get backed up another 5 yards. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Yankton leads Brookings 7-0 late first quarter. Watertown up 12-0 on T area in the first quarter. Spearfish up on Douglas 28-0 midway through the first quarter. Sturgis and Pier are scoreless at the end of the first quarter. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Aberdeen now is 3rd and 16 back at their own 28-yard line, so here on defense, a chance to get themselves off the field. Slots left and right. Shotgun for Dowan. Dowan looks. He's got plenty of time. He's going to throw deep again. Double coverage there. And the pass is incomplete. Boy, it looked like it dropped in again. It was on target, intended for Carson Borg. And there was a double team back there with Porish and Winiger. But that was
a good pass.
Borg had a chance at it. And looks like another punt situation for Aberdeen on the 4th and 16.
Well, he's definitely proven to us he can throw the ball.
Well, he can throw the ball long. You know, it's not, you know, it's just mostly, can my guy get under it? You know, we're not, they're not trying to do anything real fine per se. Here's the punt, kind of a line drive, going to bounce and skip by Peterson and going to get a good Aberdeen roll inside the 20 down to about the 18. So a big punt there for Aberdeen. That was Dahlman. Going to try and do that 32, 40. That's a 54-yard punt if I did my quick arithmetic correctly. But Huron will have the ball first and 10 with 11:39 to go in the first half and no score. First and 10, Huron, from the 17-yard line, their own 17. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Pistol on the first and 10 for McNeil. McNeil stands, looks, throws over the middle. Ball knocked in the air, and McNeil swats it down. We saw that happen a few times with Douglas last week where the alignment get their arm up in the air and able to bat down the ball. Incomplete. It'll be second and 10 to 4 Huron from the 18-yard line. No score. Each team's had an opportunity. Huron had a fumble inside the 20-yard line, killed their last drive. Second and 10, roll out to the right. Now going to throw deep over the middle for Elwine. He's under it and knocked away. Well defended by Aberdeen. That was Evan Sickmiller. He just stayed behind Blake and just stuck a hand in there. It looked like Blake had the box out position. Sickmiller, though, played that just about perfectly. It'll be third and 10. We got what we wanted there. Just a nice play by the defensive back.
You know, he was in the right position. Got his hand in there, and that's all it takes. Just one little finger on there, and it got it out of the way.
Third and 10 from the 18-yard line for Huron. We're early second quarter, no score. Pistol formation for Colton McNeil. McNeil going to flip it out to the left, see what they can get. Nice kick out there to the left side. That'll be a first down for Huron. Mason Jurgens, he got a nice kick out upfield and then had receivers helping him out. And just that little bubble there turns out to be a big play and a first down for the Huron Tigers. Ball all the way up to the 36-yard line, a gain of 18, fifth first down of the first half for Huron. They have it at their own 36-yard line, trips to the right, one receiver left. Pistol formation on the first and 10. McNeil to pass, looking, has some time, rolls out of the pocket, still running, and he's just going to trot out of bounds. Might have got a yard on the play or two, and it'll be second down for Huron. Put the ball up to the 38-yard line, so a gain of two, second and eight for Huron. So a good job there, too, by Aberdeen's Owen Ward. He was over there, could have popped Colton, but saw he was going out of bounds, let up. Second and eight from the 38, Huron Tigers. Pistol with two receivers left, one right. Inside handoff to Hulst, not much there as Aberdeen plugs that up. Hulst, little second effort, does get it up to the 40. He kind of twisted his body and spun. He'll get a couple of yards out of it, and it's going to be third and six from the 40-yard line for Huron. Actually got something more out of that than what I thought.
I think he had a little tush push there.
Third and six from the 40 as Huron again faces a third down with 10.5 minutes to go in the first half. No score. Pistol, and here's that flip to the left and through the hands of Winiger this time. Well, it almost looked like Hulst took off a little early there, but I don't see a penalty marker. It's going to be fourth down, and I presume the punt unit comes in. They will for Huron. So Huron has run the ball five times, thrown it 17 times here in the first half. I think that's, we can kind of see what the game plan is.
Yep.
Porish on the kick for the Huron Tigers. Bryson North is the long snapper. Aberdeen looks like they may be coming after it with just one guy back deep to receive the kick. High snap. Porish has it. Nice kick. Line drive. That will go over Aesop's head. Roll inside the 10 and be covered there at about the 8-yard line. So a nice kick by Anderson Porish. Again, just trying to do the quick arithmetic there. That was about a 51-yard punt by Porish. And first and 10 for Aberdeen at their own 9 with 10-10 to go in the first half. Still no score.
And that's not at all wind-related, because that flags over there are just dead.
Yeah, wind
is non-existent.
Yeah, for one of the few times this season, the wind is not a factor.
We could say that, yes.
First and 10 from the 9 for Aberdeen. They are in the pistol for the first and 10 play. Dowen takes a look at the defensive formation, has the snap, hands it off. Second man through, Waldo, he breaks a tackle. He's got the first down. Was tripped up by Sean Messamore, but that was just a straight power. Was that Dolman? I think that was actually Dolman with the carry. That immediately gets Aberdeen out of the bad field position. Gain of 15 yards on the play. Fourth first down here of the first half for Aberdeen. They'll be first and 10 at their own 24-yard line. Inside of 10 minutes to go in a scoreless first half. Huron does some shifting along the line. Dowen still in the pistol and again hands it off straight ahead as Dolman. He's going to be submarined by Mason Juergens. Filled in well. Still a gain of about 4 on the play for Dolman. Second down and 6 from the 28-yard line. Second and 6 from the 28-yard line is Aberdeen will stay in the pistol. Receivers left and right. Dowen stays in the pistol. Again, handoff straight ahead. Why not? It's been working. This time it doesn't, and a penalty marker comes out right at the end as well. As down low on that stop was Colby Hofer for Huron. Gain of about 2 yards on the play, but we'll check the penalty marker, which came from the umpire. Usually that's a infraction on the O-line, unless it's a face mask. Oh, chop block on the defense.
Huh.
And they called it on Colby Hofer, who made the tackle. So that's going to be 15 yards against Huron. I can't say I've seen that very often. So chop block on the defense. And that puts the ball all the way out to the Aberdeen 45-yard line. First penalty against the Huron Tigers. I will give the official that threw the flag credit. He went right over and told Colby Hofer what he saw. So first and 10 at the 45 for Aberdeen. Dowen looking to pass, looks left, short and nearly intercepted. Ooh. Winninger jumped on it as the pass was off target, intended for Borg. Incomplete, it'll be second and 10.
Read that well.
Second and 10 from the 45-yard line, stops the clock with 8:42 to go in the first half. Just trying to do some quick arithmetic while I have a chance here. Second down 10, Aberdeen at their own 45-yard line. And now we have a whistle, and Aberdeen going to use a timeout. 8:42 to go in the first half, no score. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, offering a quality education at exceptional value. After the Aberdeen timeout, it's second and 10 from the 45-yard line. They'll stay in the shotgun, two receivers right, one left for Dowen. Dowen's just going to keep it, try the left side, And he'll get tripped up after a gain of two or three. There's Mason Juergens, who's played well in the first half. Bubba Peterson in on the stop as well for Huron. And it's going to be third and eight after a gain of two for Dowan. Third and eight, Aberdeen at their own 47-yard line. Yankton now up on Brookings, 14-0. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Our game over on KOKK, early second quarter. Parkston leads Woolsey Wessington 14-0. Third and eight, Aberdeen from their own 47-yard line. They'll stay in the pistol. On the third and long, Dowan takes the snap and hands off to Dahlman. Slow developing play, and that just did not have a chance. Bubba Peterson in on the stop along with Oakley Anderson. That was just a slow developing play, and that gave the linebackers plenty of time to get the read.
Oh, exactly. We had two or three guys there right on, you know, hats on the ball, so did a really good job there.
So fourth and eight, no gain on the play, and Aberdeen will be out the punt with Dowan. And Bubba Peterson, the lone man back deep to receive for Huron. Snap on target. Huron comes after it. Doesn't get to it, though. And a fair catch by Peterson at about the 23-yard line. Was a little contact with the punter. Dowan thought he got... he thinks he got roughed, but very incidental contact. In any case, Huron has the ball first and 10, 7:18 to go in the first half. We're still scoreless here in the second quarter. Here on possession, first and 10 from the 23-yard line. Three receivers left, pistol formation on the first and 10 here on Tigers. Snap is there. Here's that little bubble screen to the left. I believe that's Winiger. Read well. He's going to get a couple of yards back. That's it. Good open field tackle. On that far side by Dahlman, I believe. And a little slow to get up is Riley Winiger. Check that. That was 24, Cordell Reichlich with the stop for Aberdeen. And Winiger was a little hobbled, and he comes off the field. Remember, we're already one short with that receiver group with Logan Leyendecker unable to go tonight. Gain of two. It'll be second and eight from the 26-yard line here on Tigers. Inside of 7 minutes to go in the first half, no score. Huron goes trips right, one receiver left. And the pistol for McNeil. McNeil looking right, rolls it to the right, still rolling. Now throws short and bobbled and incomplete. Elwine looked like he was trying to get his feet set as he was right on the sideline and was paying attention to the feet as much. Incomplete. It'll be third and eight for Huron from the 26-yard line. Stops the clock with 6:42 to go in the first half. McNeil already 19 pass attempts here in the first half. Third and eight from the 26-yard line. Huron Tigers, we have trips to the right, one receiver left. On third and long, here on Tigers, McNeil rolls it to the right, using some blocks. He's going to heave it near sideline for Porridge. Comes back to get to it, and incomplete. Again, Aberdeen is doing a nice job defensively. Cordell Reichlich got in front of Porridge. Porridge, it looked like he kind of picked it up late. But again, Aberdeen has done a great job of positioning their defensive backs against the tall Huron receivers, and Porish will have to punt the ball away to Aberdeen. Brody Aesop is back deep to receive the kick from Anderson Porish. See if Aberdeen comes after it again. Snap is on target, and line drive kick. Drops in the middle of the field and going to be covered by Aesop at the 38, and he's tackled right there. And Aberdeen will get the ball first and 10. 6:34 to go here in the first half. Still no score. Huron's actually had the best opportunity, had it inside the 20 before a fumble ended that drive. Aberdeen got it down, I believe, inside the 30 on their first possession. Aberdeen has it first and 10 at their own 37-yard line with 6:34 to go in the first half. First and 10, Aberdeen at the 42. Empty backfield for Dowan. This is where they run that, like to run that reverse to, though, too. First and 10, Dowan. Empty backfield, and he's just going to keep it, go up the middle. He gets caught from behind by Charlie Martin, spins forward, gets about 5 yards out of it. Charlie came from the opposite side, was finished off by Bubba Peterson. We'll go five on the play for Dowan. It'll be second and five, Aberdeen. Ball spotted at the Golden Eagle 42-yard line. Just trying to do some quick time of possession here. I think the time of possession has been fairly close here. Second and five, Aberdeen from their own 42-yard line. Receiver left now. Dahlman shifts to a wing to the left. And again, empty backfield for Dowan. On second and five, Dowan going to keep it. Come to the left, fouling Dahlman. Breaks one tackle and turns the corner, has the sideline, and finally knocked out of bounds at about the 45. Winnegar and Juergens had shots at him, but Dowan did a good job of following his blockers, and he'll get a first down for Aberdeen, and they're going to be in Huron Tiger territory as it'll be first and 10 at the 42-yard line. Going to give Dowan a gain of 21 on the play. Aberdeen does have some nice rushing stats here in the first half. Eagles first and 10 from the Huron 42-yard line. Now Waldo joins Dowan in the backfield for the first and 10 play. Huron coaches are yelling something from the sideline. Now we have a whistle and I think, did the clock run out? It did. Delay a game, Aberdeen. Third penalty, 15 yards. Now we'll put Aberdeen back to the Huron 47 and first and 15. Still no score. It's been a defensive battle. Both teams have been able to move the ball some, but no serious threats for a score yet. First and 15, Aberdeen at the 47-yard line. Now they'll go shotgun, and Waldo is in the backfield. And Waldo, there's the inside flip to Dahlman, turns up field, gets rode down after about a 5-yard gain. As Colby Hofer got him from behind, and Rayshon Whiff picked him up from the front. Gain of 4 on the play for Dahlman. It'll be second and 11 at the 43-yard line. 5:14 to go. Again, it's been a very quick first half with no score. Second and 11 from the 43-yard line. Two receivers left, one right. We have a wing left in the shotgun for Dowan. Do a little shift there with Ace up. And handoff Waldo trying to swing it wide to the left. Turns the corner, breaks a tackle. He's got the 35. He's got the 30. Boy, we're out on the edge there, and somebody from Huron got hit in the back, I'll say that, but if it was at an area of the field where he could do that, I'm not sure. The gain is up to the 31-yard line. That's a gain of 11 for Waldo, and another first down for Aberdeen. Seventh first down in the first half for the Golden Eagles, and they have it at the 31, first and 10. Trips right, one receiver left, stay in the shotgun, and Waldo in the backfield alongside Dowan. Or excuse me, that's Dahlman. Dowan will go straight up the middle, and not much. Hits about the 30-yard line as Nolan Staley on the stop for the Tigers. Gain of 1. It'll be second down and 9 for Aberdeen from the Huron 30-yard line. 4:24 to go in the first half. Aberdeen hooking up their second good drive here of the first half. They're at second and 9 from the Huron 30-yard line. And again, Dowan just going to keep it, tries to bring it around the corner and gets caught from behind or after a gain of a couple. Bubba Peterson was there. Gunnar Harris getting some time in the defensive backfield. Helped out on the stop. Looked like Martin was in there as well. Spot the ball up to about the 27-yard line. And that will set up a third and six for Huron after a gain of three for Dowan. Third and six, Aberdeen from the Huron 27-yard line. I'm sure two down territory here for the Golden Eagles. They're in the pistol with Dahlman, the deep back. And Dahlman will take the run up the middle, and not much there. He got caught low right away by Colby Hofer. Charlie Martin in on the stop as well for Huron. And it'll be fourth and about six for Aberdeen from the 22-yard line. Just a gain of a couple on the play. And fourth and six, big play here for the Huron Tiger defense and Aberdeen. They want to talk about it. Timeout, Golden Eagles, 3:06 to go in the first half. Still no score here on Community Campus Timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North, or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, offering in-person classes, $40 per credit hour, best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update into the first quarter, Watertown 12, T Area 0. Midway through the second quarter, Yankton 14, Brookings 0. Into the first quarter, Spearfish 41, Douglas 0. Late first half, Sturgis and Pier, just like Huron and Aberdeen, no score. Brandon Valley, early second quarter, leads Mitchell 26-0. Fourth down, Aberdeen going for it, fourth and six. Dowan going to roll to the right, thinking about passing, gets away. Now he's going to heave it to the corner of the end zone. Incomplete. Good pursuit there, I believe. Nolan Staley was the first one in there on the pressure, and then really Dowan, nothing to lose. I'm going to chuck it, see if something good happens. It was one-on-one out there. Mason Juergens was there defensively for Huron. Aberdeen gives it up on downs with 2:58 to go in the first half, and still no score, Huron and Aberdeen. Huron takes over, first and 10 at their own 27-yard line. And Huron has only run the ball five times in the first half, have passed the ball 20 times. Trips left on first and 10 from the 27-yard line. Here's a little pump, and now we're going to go deep. Man, wide open is Porish. Porish, though, oh, he had to come back to get the ball, and he took a hit. Boy, he was open by 5 yards when McNeil pumped it. But then he had to wait up for the ball a bit. Incomplete. It'll be second and 10. It was there.
Oh, absolutely. What a beautiful, beautiful play. Everything was set up.
Porish was open by 5 yards. He had to come back to the ball a bit, and then he took a pop from Reichlich, and it seems like I've been saying his name a lot here in the first half. Not guaranteeing I'm saying it correctly, but the defensive backfield has played well for Aberdeen. Second down and 10, handoff up the middle. That's Hansen running hard, and he's going to get 6-7 yards. Ball came out at the end, but he was already down. Thackeray Hansen going straight up field, and he's going to get 6 yards on the play. We'll call it seven up to the 34, third and three for Huron. First carry of the night for Hansen. Third and three for Huron from the 34-yard line. They need to get to the 37. Clock rolls, 2:20 to go in the first half. A third and three for Huron. And stay in the pistol, and Hansen is behind McNeil. Hansen straight ahead again, head down. And I don't think he got there. Oh, he's going to be close, but it looks like he's about a yard short. They're going to spot him at about the 36, fourth and one from the 36. Do you gamble, or do you bring in the punt unit? So gain of two for Hanson, and right now it looks like Huron's going to at least let, well, Huron's going to show that they're going for it as they come straight up to the line. Fourth and one on your side of the 50. Are they going to go for it? Fourth and one from the 36-yard line, and a snap, and McNeil, he's just going to have to heave it down the field looking for Porish. Porish makes the catch. He stepped right in front of the defensive back. First down here on Aberdeen. Wanted interference, didn't get it as Porish stepped inside the defensive back. That was Evan Sitchmiller, and Huron has a first and 10 to the Aberdeen 42, and we have a timeout on the field. First and 10, Huron 42 on the Aberdeen 42, minute 24 to go in the first half. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
With Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
A gamble on fourth down, and I don't, the start of that play did not look right. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah, like the our offensive linemen weren't really moving right away. The snap came, and McNeil, all he could do was really throw it up there, and that time it did work, getting it to Porish. And Huron has the first down, their sixth of the first half, and a first and 10 at the Aberdeen 42-yard line. Huron, one timeout remaining. Trips left on first and 10 at the Aberdeen 42. Here's that flip out. Far side to a Hulse. Spins, gets away from one tackler, and he'll get inside the 40 down to about the 36. Huron has a man slow to get up. Nice spin move by Hulse to get away from the pursuit. We'll have a gain of about 7 on the play. It'll be second and 3 for Huron from the 35-yard line. I think Corden Caudill was the injured Huron player on the play, one of the offensive linemen. Second and 3, Huron from the 35-yard line of Aberdeen. Trips to the right and roll to the right for McNeil. Looking, he'll throw short. The pass complete to Hulst to the 25, to the 20. Skips out of bounds after getting a block. And another first down for Huron. Hulst with the catch up to the 18-yard line. And another first down for Huron. First and 10 Huron from the Aberdeen 18. Handoff straight ahead is Hanson. A little delay, and he's just going to get a couple and then driven back. And we hit 1 minute to go in the first half. You're on one timeout remaining. They have it second and 9, and you're on right up to the line on second down. And the snap, here's the flip out to the left. Little spin move. Hulst hitting that left sideline. He's got the 10 and out of bounds there, and that will still be short of the first down, I believe, but a good chunk of yardage there to Hulst. Hulst has got three straight passes here now. They'll put the ball at the 11-yard line. Gain of 7. It'll be third and 3 for Huron. Clock stops with 43 seconds to go in the first half. Huron trying to get on the board here before halftime. Again, they still have that one timeout in their pocket. Now we have a whistle, and I believe Aberdeen taking a timeout. Yep, Aberdeen timeout. 43 seconds to go in the first half. No score here on threatening. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment, or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, offering courses through Northern State University. 43 seconds to go in the first half. Huron still has one timeout left. That is Aberdeen's final timeout. Ball is on the 11-yard line. It'll be third and three for Huron. You can, with that one timeout, you can do anything you want here. It looks like Peterson in the backfield with McNeil on the third and three. Trips right. McNeil in the shotgun, looking to pass, looking right. Going to throw over the middle to Pori. She's right at the goal line, short. It'll be first and goal for Huron, and Huron will take their final timeout. Or will they? Nope, they won't. Yep, they will. Huron will take their timeout. Porish over the middle. Got it to the one. It'll be first and goal for Huron. Final timeout of the first half for either team. We'll take a final timeout of the first half here, here on Community Campus of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza or online at sungoldsports.com or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, both teams out of timeouts. We have 33 seconds to go here in the first half. Huron has it first and goal at the Aberdeen 1 yard line. Trips right. We stay in the shotgun. Peterson in the backfield with McNeil. McNeil with the snap, rolls it to the right. Going to throw short. Touchdown, Bubba Peterson. Peterson came out of the backfield. He was unaccounted for by the defense. And Peterson with the score with 29 seconds to go in the first half. And Huron gets the lead 6-0. Well-designed play by Huron. Aberdeen was accounting for the wide receivers. Bubba Peterson unaccounted for out of the backfield. Huron up 6-0. Michael Larson on to kick the extra point for the Huron Tigers. Nice drive by Huron that started back at their own 27-yard line. Low snap, Larson with the kick. It is high enough. It is good. 7-0 Huron, late first half. We'll take a timeout here of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Jay Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose. Because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Oh, Huron Tigers on the board. A nice drive, as probably the key play was the fourth down pass, which, again, I don't know if that was what Huron intended to do, but it certainly worked out well for the Tigers as they got the first down on basically kind of a desperation heave that kept the drive alive, and ultimately Huron gets in the end zone. Now Huron kicking off to Aberdeen. Larson will kick, and it's just going to be the squib going to be popped up there at the 30, coming straight ahead. Big collision at the 36-yard line. Ty Kleinsaucer, he collided with whoever brought that kick back.
He laid him out. Gee whiz.
First and 10, Aberdeen with 24 seconds to go. Aberdeen is out of timeouts. And at Golden Eagles will have the ball first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. We'll see if Aberdeen tries to do anything fancy. They have yet to complete a pass here in the first half. And going with an I formation. Well, now they will step back and just almost looks like a Thielen T back there. First and 10, they're just going to take a knee, and the Huron Tigers will take a lead into the first half. Halftime score, Huron 7, Aberdeen 0. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes from Huron Community Campus. Back for our halftime report on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota.